Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss about the problems, questions, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Professor Salman Naqvi is a faculty member at the Al Mustafa University and also a researcher on the Islamic issues in the Hawza Ilmi Afkum. Well, in our previous sessions, we have been discussing about the relationship with environment that needs to be guided to the children. And at the same time, you talked about the philosophical reasoning that's also important. That's something that's underlying all these concepts.
Yes, exactly. What is important is, as I said, the child should be made to realize that all of our efforts are based upon the realization of the truth, the absolute truth.
Okay.
Allah Almighty is the embodiment of absolute truth. He is Al-Haqq.
Yes.
Everything that is good, everything that is right, everything that is infinite is there in God.
Yeah.
That is the foundation of all our thought processes. That has to be inculcated. That in all our endeavors, we are looking for the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something natural because God Almighty has gifted us with this urge to find the truth, to find the infinite, whether it is in the form of the love that we have of knowledge, whether it is the love of goodness that is there in the form of our human fitrah, nature,
yeah,
the intrinsic divine nature. Even when we look, we adore things which are beautiful, they attract us because there's beauty, there's truthfulness in it, there's goodness in it.
Attractness in them.
So everything that is takes us towards divinity, to becoming
spirituality,
absolute.
Yeah.
That is what we are after. That has to be brought out in the human being, in the child. The love of goodness, the love of the truth. And the best thing is to show our children the signs of Allah Almighty.
Yeah.
Which are spread out in the universe. And also in their souls, within themselves, their thinking, their feelings. We need to make our children realize that this is what is given to, has been given to us, gifted to us by Allah Almighty. And these are His signs.
Yeah.
And through them, we want to reach Him.
Okay.
And through them, we want to realize the truth. We have to understand the truth. He is the truth. But that is not just knowing. It's just not realizing.
Okay.
In the cognitive sense. It has to translate into our love for Him. For the love of the truth.
All right.
And it has to translate into our actions.
Okay.
Through the skills that we develop in ourselves, carrying out perfect things, the best things possible, the good practices. When it comes to the environment, it is the environment is the whole universe is the environment in which we live. Environment is not just the immediate environment we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes, we have to take off the immediate environment.
Yeah.
We don't make air pollution. We don't make sound pollution. We don't make pollute things around us. We keep things nice and tidy. That is the very bare minimum.
Okay.
But we have to look beyond that. We have to look at the whole...
Out of the box.
Exactly. Look at the whole scheme of things.
Yeah.
The universe, discover it. Wherever the Quran mentions tadabbur, fikr,
yeah,
taqul, it's about the signs of Allah.
Yeah.
Discovery. Scientific discovery, yes. But based on a foundational philosophical understanding of the universe. And after that discovery is the harnessing of the universe and its... Yeah. Forces for the betterment. So that could be technology.
Yeah. We'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. And we have Professor Salman Naqvi with us. And we are discussing about the relationship with environment and philosophical reasoning to be taught to the children.
So, as I was saying before, that we have to provide the children with that philosophical basis and understanding.
Yeah.
And then that should extend into the scientific understanding of the universe.
All right.
Its discovery, exploring. I mean, the sky's the limit. The child should be inculcated with this love of understanding the universe, exploring it, discovering it. I mean, it's not just the heavens, and I'm not just talking about astronomy. I'm talking about the whole of the planet, the animals, the plant kingdom. We have to make our children understand the bounties and the gifts that have been given to us by Allah Almighty, to discover them and to benefit from them
and
from their beauty. And
yeah.
To maintain the environment. Today, one of the problems, just look at the issue of this disease that is spreading, the COVID, the corona. One of the reasons given is that we, as human beings, are encroaching upon the natural habitat of the animals.
Yeah.
And we are encroaching upon them. We are destroying the natural ecology of the planet, and then we expect that we remain protected from the natural things that may
happen to us.
Happen to us.
Disasters.
Yes. So there, so many disasters are caused by us human beings.
All right.
And especially our israf, our not taking care of these resources, or not maintaining a balance, not using things in a proper measure. But we need to advance our scientific knowledge. We have to advance the technology. Wherever the Quran talks about thinking, meditation,
contemplation,
as I said, scientific discovery based on a sound philosophical understanding. And beyond science is technology.
Yes.
How we employ this scientific understanding to harness the forces of nature.
Yeah.
When you build dams, when you build, make electricity, when you make nuclear energy, you're employing the forces of nature and you are harnessing them for the sake of mankind. And this has to be done. Our beloved leader, Imam Khamenei, is emphasizing on this fact that the Islamic Ummah, and especially the Iranian nation, has to progress and advance in science and technology. Because it is the proper interaction with nature, with our environment, taking from nature and giving back to it what it deserves.
All right.
We need to maintain a balance, and that can only be managed under the umbrella of wilaya.
Yeah, so you're trying to say that we just don't need to teach our children only that proper use of resources is only at home. Even the proper use of resources is in the environment as well at a very early level. I'll talk more on that with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam Kadhim alayhi salam said, "It is a recommended practice for a child to play in his childhood so that he becomes patient in his adulthood."
يا مقضي الخيرات يا
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're discussing about the relationship of nature and how we can teach that to our children.
Unfortunately, to say that today the advancement in technology is overtaking the advancement and progress in our human values and moral values, in the philosophical understanding. Today, technology is outmaneuvering us.
Okay.
We have to put a stop to that. Our children have to be stopped. The advancement of society, of technology, social media is huge. We can't stop that advancement to take place. We need to protect our children.
We need to
channelize and control them, not to stop them.
Monitor.
We need to channelize that.
Okay.
I mean, so yes, today children are engrossed in these
social media apps,
games, war games, and it's all fighting and killing and terror. Instead of that, there's a lot of information on the net about the planet Earth, about the environment.
How to protect it.
Just to discover it.
To explore it.
You have an application which will tell you the position of the stars. But, I mean, in this technological advancement, there are good things, there are bad things. We want to teach our children and to inculcate in our children the philosophical understanding. Based on that, the scientific advancement has to be taken in its stride, and the technological advancement has to be taken in its stride. And we want to channelize this, our children, towards the positive aspects.
Okay.
How to make them discover. Today, you cannot stop that. It is happening. But our ideological and moral values should have a control over them.
Okay.
And that can only be done, as I said, under the supervision of the worthy authority of a wali who is competent. And starting from home, it has to go into society. Children have to be taught about that authority in the home.
Yeah.
How to manage their relationship with the environment. It's not just, as you said, floating on. No, it goes beyond that.
Okay.
It's managing the balance in the environment and how we use its forces and how we harness them for our betterment.
And with a proper measure, you said.
In the proper measure.
Not excess balance.
What is, as I said, zuhd.
Yeah.
I was talking about zuhd. Zuhd, one of the meanings I told you that Imam Ali said, that it was living as in this world as you have to live in
forever.
It forever, but be prepared to leave it even if you depart tomorrow. But another meaning, giving back to the community, to nature, more than that, what you're taking.
What you're taking, you have to give back to
more than that.
All right.
True zuhd is that.
Thank you so much, Professor Nakavi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. You can go to the tab, Call of Islam, and Out there, you can search Islamic Upbringing and you'll find all our episodes over there. Thank you so much for being with us once again. And in case you have any questions, you have any issues, you have any anything you want to ask about the Islamic upbringing of your children, you can feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi amanallah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.